The Secretary of State is downplaying reports of divisions among the permanent council members about the Iran issue and says she is confident the world community will send Tehran a very strong message on the need to give up its nuclear ambitions. Rice spoke at a news conference with her Indonesian counterpart, Hasan Wirayuda, amid reports that U.S.-led efforts to get the council to approve a strongly worded president's statement on Iran had bogged down. The United States and other countries are concerned that Iran may secretly be trying to develop nuclear weapons in violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Sources close to council deliberations in New York said late Monday the United States, Britain, and France were pressing for early action on a statement calling on Iran to return to talks on its uranium enrichment program or face possible sanctions. But China and Russia were said to object to portions of the proposed text, including any mention of deadlines or a sanctions threat. Asked about the reports here, Secretary Rice says she is content to let diplomacy continue for a while before speculating about what the outcome might be. She noted the United States had agreed with other permanent council members at the International Atomic Energy Agency meeting last month to postpone a UN referral for several weeks to allow more time for diplomacy outside the UN framework. She said it is now time for action within the council and predicted it will be forthcoming.
We've fulfilled that part of the bargain, and now it's time for this to be discussed in the Security Council. And I'm quite certain that when everyone has a chance to think about the importance of sending Iran a very strong message, that it's time for Iran to heed the call of that resolution that was voted on February 4th, telling Iran to suspend its activities, telling Iran to go back to negotiations, that we'll find the appropriate vehicle for doing so.
Rice said the Iranians have done nothing to demonstrate that the matter should not be in the Security Council, and said she knows no one within the responsible community of nations that wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. For his part, Foreign Minister Wirayuda said Indonesia upholds the right of Iran as a fellow signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to develop nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, but he said his government would be among the first to tell Iran not to divert nuclear technology for weapons development. He suggested Iran should avail itself of the Russian offer to enrich uranium for its civilian nuclear program on Russian territory to assuage concerns about Tehran's intentions.
We encourage Iran to talk, to continue their discussion with Russia, because the agreement to enrich the uranium in Russia would be a good solution on this issue. Likewise, we also very much encourage Iran to continue their discussion with the EU3. And for that matter, we hope that the current situation could be solved peacefully, and time must be given for the peaceful resolution of this situation.
Iran denies U.S. assertions that its nominally peaceful nuclear program has a secret weapons component, but it has also insisted that it has a right to a complete nuclear fuel cycle, including a uranium enrichment capability. David Gullis, VOA News, Jakarta.